Good morning. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the Director of Impact Prayer Ministry, here with a Friday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. As we continue through this time of confusion and recent events in our nation, it just seems to add to the confusion and the chaos that exists. Today's topic is spent time with God this morning and in the devotional Here Am I is about being called to be sure. I'm guessing that most of us live a life that has doubt creep in at times. That I'm not the only one that second guesses myself, and that the enemy uses doubt to try to derail my actions, to try to derail my faith. And as we live life in Christ, as we look to Him for everything we need to fulfill all godliness, it's encouraging to realize that from His perspective, from His side of the equation, His calling is a sure thing. His faithfulness doesn't fade. It doesn't change. It doesn't waver or blow about with the wind. The work that Jesus did on the cross does not ebb and flow, and stronger at some times and less so at others. His ability is unmatched. And we can live with a certainty of our position with God as we cling to Him each day. God doesn't go through and weed out His friends list, looking for those that haven't interacted or live things that aren't what He would like. We tend to do that in our social media friends list. We're allow some people for a time, and then things happen and we choose to unfriend them or to cut them from the list. God's not that way. Yes, there are times that people remove themselves from our friends list, remove themselves from their view of being a friend of God. It doesn't change God's love for them. It changes the relationship from their view. And their rejection of God has consequences. But that's a whole different story than living life with a wonder, with a doubt of, have I messed up too badly for God to keep me? And the answer is no, you haven't. You can be sure that your reaching out to God will be met by His reaching out to you, by His embrace, by His desire and ability to transform you. You see, as we live life in Christ, we can be sure that He never fails, that He will never leave us nor forsake us, that we can live with a confidence that no matter, as the psalmist writes, whether the mountain is cast into the sea, whether the earth crumbles and gives way, God's faithfulness endures forever. As we deal with the confusion surrounding COVID-19, we also deal with confusion surrounding the events in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. the horrific death of a man in police custody? Is wrong. It's terrible. The response of those without law is just as terrible. And creates an atmosphere of fear, confusion. In a way, increases the hatred that we need to remove from our life, from our culture, from our society. You see, we live in a time where things can be taken away from us in an instant. Even our life can be taken from us in an instant. But our position with God is secure. We can be sure that an eternity with God awaits for those who are in Christ. His promises have never failed. You see, living with certainty does not and cannot rely on our ability, but must be firmly grounded in God's faithfulness. That's the one unfailing thing. That's the one thing that doesn't change. As we live life today, there's so much that we don't know. And there's things that we think we know that a week from now, a month from now, a year from now, we'll look back and realize we didn't know. You see, the certainties that we live in based on our knowledge, based on our ability, are frail at best. I would guess that we've all been certain of things that we've later realized weren't true. But the certainty we have with God is a certainty that will last forever. As things begin to move towards reopening in so many parts of our country, and you're going to encounter, and I'm going to encounter, people that are sure that we're doing the wrong thing, and we're going to encounter people that are sure we're doing the right thing, and people that are sure we're doing it too quickly, people that are sure we're doing it too slowly. As I often say to different situations like that, it's not that we can try it both ways and see which works best. As we walk by faith, we're not sure about some of our choices, but we can be sure about God's faithfulness to be with us. We're not sure that we'll never stumble. In fact, we probably are pretty sure we will. But we can be sure of God's faithfulness to pick us up, to keep us from falling even though we do stumble. Today, as we spend some time praying, I would encourage you to pray about the doubts that creep in. Pray for a greater trust in God's faithfulness. Pray for the courage to look beyond the doubts and see God has never changed. I'd also ask that you spend time praying for our nation, praying that God would heal the hatred, praying that justice would prevail, real justice. Praying for an end to the lawlessness from every corner of society. But even as we pray big picture, spend time with God examining yourself for the certainty that you reside in Christ. And allow him access to every little corner of your thought life, that you can fully be transformed into the person that God created you to be. Let's spend some time praying. Father, thank you that you are a God who have called us to yourself, and your power, ability, and faithfulness can give us a certainty that we belong to you. That our belonging isn't reliant on us being perfect or never stumbling. In fact, we can be sure that as we stumble, you are there with us to keep us from falling. Father, as we live in this time of uncertainty and chaos in our world, so many emotions and things that have been stirred up throughout this COVID-19 pandemic and the time that we've spent under restrictions because of it. And Father, it seems that so many people are sure of what we ought to be doing. And so many of those certain responses are different from one another. So, Father, help us to live with mercy, with compassion, with understanding. May we realize that the certainties we have about what ought to be done may not be any more certain than those that we object to. Father, give us great wisdom as we move forward as an individual, as a community, as a church family, as a country, as a world. That we would recognize the various places that people come from emotionally and spiritually and intellectually, and understand that because of that, their view on things is often different from one another. And Father, yes, sometimes different is wrong, but sometimes different is just different. And help us to know the difference. Father, for our nation and the anger that exists and that's been exposed by this death in Minnesota. Father, an anger at the hatred and the injustice that we see throughout the world, throughout our country. And I'm guessing even mixed in it, the hatred and the anger at all of the confusion that COVID-19 has brought upon us. Father, mix in all of that with a sin factor. And we do have chaos. And so, Father, forgive us when we've turned a blind eye to your justice, real justice, to making things right. Father, as we cling to the certainty we have in our relationship with you. May you fully examine us. And not just for you, you already know, but for our benefit, so that we would see any corners that harbor hatred or racism or injustice of any kind. Father, may we truly love one another as you have loved us, no matter what they look like. Father, may we live with a greater understanding of what it's like to live in an atmosphere of hatred and chaos. Father, today as we pray, I lift up our children. Again, I've been praying and continue to pray as they have had their lives disrupted with so many school and social event things canceled. But to add to that, the visuals being shown of utter chaos. I pray that as parents we would be wise in what we allow to be seen and how we teach and how we talk about hatred and racism and chaos and rioting and looting and how we talk about life and death and value of life and Father, may we do those in conversations in such ways that our children are taught but protected. That mentally, emotionally, that they're not unloaded on in ways that are harmful. Father, today I continue to pray that this virus would be gone. That the fears that we've lived under would dissipate to where the joy that we long for would be restored. Father, as we go about life, may we be mindful today about the way we look at others. Give us eyes that see them as you see them, no matter how our background or upbringing or whatever has trained us to see. Transform us. Oh, Father, as we look to Jesus, may he be alive and well in our life that others would see him. Father, as his light resides in us, may we not keep that hidden. Oh, Father, bring healing to those that need healing. So many that are sick and need a physical healing, but Father, in our nation seems to be a greater need for a spiritual healing and emotional healing. So Father, help us as your children to be instruments of peace, instruments of mercy, instruments of justice. from the true sense of making things right, not from our American sense of punishment. And Father, as we live today, may Jesus be glorified. May He be lifted up, that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me on this Friday morning devotion and encouragement and prayer time. I do pray that today you are richly blessed by God, that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.